With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration has issued a warning to states about gender ideology content in their sex education materials. Andrew Gradison is with the Administration for Children and Families at HHS.
We put 40 states on notice after reviewing their materials and said, if you don't correct these materials, if you don't fix this curriculum and take out the ideological bent that's poisoning the next generation's minds, then you're going to lose your federal funding.
He goes on to further explain.
We reviewed all the curriculum that's being used by the states, and what we found is that these materials aren't either medically accurate or age appropriate. They're ideological. They teach children as young as kindergarten in some states that boys can be girls and girls can be boys.
Gradison interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Hundreds of National Guardsmen are making public areas some of the safest parts of Washington, D.C. these days. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says President Trump's crime initiative in the nation's capital was badly needed.
Bringing back order to Union Station. I remember you coming in Union Station 30 years ago. It was beautiful. Beautiful restaurants, shops, and now there's is homelessness and drug addicts, and you're scared to walk through them. My daughters come to D.C. to visit. I'm afraid for them to walk through Union Station.
The Republican made his comments again to the Salem Radio Network. Russia has launched a large aerial attack on southern Ukraine. This comes 2 days after an airstrike on central Kiev killed 23 people. In the Zaporozhye region, officials say a residential building was hit, killing one civilian and wounding 28. Meantime, U.S.-led peace efforts appear to have ground to a halt. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says that Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, is not willing to engage, and therefore they can't make progress. This is SRN News. The manager of a leisure park in southern France is being investigated for alleged religious discrimination after a group of Israeli children were refused access. The kids, ages 8 to 16, had made a reservation to use the zip line facility in the Pyrenees Mountains. Prosecutors say the manager initially said he was refusing the group access to the grounds because of, quote, personal beliefs, before offering other justifications. Perla Dannon of the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions says, quote, it started with graffiti, insults, and physical attacks, and now it's literally a ban on children. Authorities in Indonesia have closed a small church in West Java without warning and have expelled the evangelist who was ministering there. Emmanuel Prayer House was serving about 100 local Christians. There's not another church for miles around. Indonesia is mostly Muslim, but violence against the Christian minority so far has been rare, but church closings are ticking up. This is SRN News. A suspended Little Leaguer's bat sells for big money.
The bat tossed in the air by a New Jersey Little Leaguer to celebrate a home run that earned him a suspension was sold for nearly $10,000 at Golden Auctions. All proceeds from 12-year-old Marco Rocco's signed bat will be donated to the program he plays for, Haddonfield Little League. The auction drew 68 bids. Marco's bat flip on July 16th in the final of the Little League sectional tournament resulted in an ejection, a one-game suspension, and a legal fight. But his father took Little League to court and won an emergency temporary restraining order that allowed Marco to play. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, August the 31st. It is the 243rd day of 2025. On this date in history, 1980, a Poland Solidarity Labor Movement was born with an agreement signed in Gdansk. This is SRN News.